Good morning, Friday, May 10th. Thanks for stopping in and taking a listen here. You didn't miss anything the last 2 days. The last episode that we did was a winner. We didn't do an episode the last 2 days, and I said you didn't miss anything because we didn't either have a parlay to give you or we didn't do very well anyway. The last 2 days for our premium picks at Score Projections page at patreon.com were losing days. The month's been decent, but those 2 days were no good. That's almost uncanny. I think I mentioned this on this podcast that for some reason the podcast plays have been extremely successful for a little bit of a run here. And we've had some ups and downs with the premium picks. We had a seven-day losing streak near the end of the month in April. April was still okay. January is nice. February is very nice. March is very nice. I think we were about even. Let me just take a quick gander here at April, just so I know. I were down 2.53 units for April, and there was 6-day losing streak in there near the end of the month, 23rd through 28th, which cost us that because we were rolling along pretty well. But anyway, so of course we started May with a 6.88 unit up day. So it is what it is. We're actually up pretty decent for the month. So, okay, but that doesn't really matter to you. You just want to know what I'm going to give you today. And that's exactly the intention of the podcast. It's not a bad thing. If you do want all the picks, jump over to the Patreon page, but Score Projections. But again, just fair warning. I mean, the free picks have been somehow, and it's not by design. It is just what it is. I have zero parlays in hockey. I have four plays. I have zero parlays in baseball. I have five plays. I have a parlay in the NBA. I have two plays. One is not a parlay. So guess what? You get the parlay because that's what we've been doing. That play is the Indiana Pacers on the money line. So just win the game. They're at home. And the total of the game to be over 212.5. That price is at minus 120 at MGM, BetMGM. Doing it for 3/4 of a unit. Just to let you know, I have this game as Indiana 117, New York 107. So I have it over the standard total, and I have Indiana covering the spread. And we don't need to do either for this bet. We just need to win. No covering needed on this bet. And we need to get over 212.5, so we need 213. And the numbers I gave you are rounding in our favor, because actually it was Indiana 117.33, rounded down to 117. And the Knicks 106.83, rounded up to 107. So the rounding is in our favor as well for another half of a point there. So really I have the Indiana Pacers 10.5 points better, and I have the game at 224 and some change. Okay, that's really all I'm going to do. It's a heck of a last several days here. Hope this one starts out as a winner for you. And be fair, I hope the premium picks, more importantly, I'm going to give the double horseshoe treatment on the premium picks today. It's been a great year so far. It has. Other than the 6-day losing streak, the end of April is our worst period for the year. And that month was the only month that was down, including January, February, March are up pretty nicely, and this month is up so far. So you can jump in there. It's about $1 a day, and you get everything, or not. That is your business. Good luck.